The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, in my travels across the region, I passed a new prison. I wondered how many men or women were behind those razor-wired fences. It was sad to think how many families were suffering just because of the selfishness of one of the persons in that prison, their own family most of all. It was even sadder to think of how we can't build prisons fast enough to keep up with the growing crime rate. Since 1976, the number of inmates has increased by 500%. That's 2,300,000 people behind bars. And in time, over 90% of those will be released, but over half of those released will commit another crime and be back in prison within 3 years. What's wrong with this picture? Why does the crime rate keep going up? Why do so many released criminals go right back to prison in such a short time? There has to be something fundamentally wrong with our justice system for it to produce these numbers. There is. We've left the biblical method of dealing with criminals. Number one, our justice system moves too slowly, punishes crime too lightly, and administers that punishment in the wrong way. All because we've rejected the biblical method of dealing with criminals. The Bible gives us plain instruction as to how to deal with crime. God told Moses to teach the Jewish nation to deal with crime by a fixed standard. Moses wrote, quote, "If there be a controversy between men, and they come that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked." To be able to justify the righteous and condemn the wicked implies that there must be a standard that does not change. If the judge in the case is the standard, then what's to keep a new judge from judging by a different standard? When the Bible, however, which plainly states what is right and wrong, was used in our courts to judge crime, criminals knew what to expect. If you murdered someone, you could expect to be killed by execution because the Bible standard was, quote, a life for a life. How much crime would this deter if we did it this way now? The Bible tells us when justice is administered that, quote, all the people shall hear and fear and do this wrong no more. Likewise, trials by a person's peers were to be done locally. Thus, the people on the jury were more likely to know the person wronged and the person accused of doing the wrong. Technicalities, which are so often used to get wrongdoers off the hook now, were ignored and the spirit of the law was carried out so that justice was done for all concerned. Also, punishment was to be administered immediately. The Bible says, "And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down, and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault." The judge who tried the case was to watch the punishment given to the convicted criminal right then, at the end of the trial. This eliminated the need for prisons. Think of the impact on the youth in that community. As they watched punishment being administered, they decided right then and there they didn't want that happening to them. So they chose to treat their neighbors and their neighbors' property with respect. By using the Bible as the basis for administering justice, and by using biblical truth as our counseling philosophy, we would basically eliminate the need for prisons. If you think this is not practical, I ask you, is what we're doing now practical? Is it working? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you would accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.